here's a story from The World.
Some good news from East Africa, a steady decline in locust swarms. East Africa has seen its worst outbreaks in decades, causing billions of dollars in crop damage. The next time this happens, though, there's a better plan. The World's Anna Kusma reports on a company preparing for the next outbreak.
When most people see a field swarming with locusts like these, they see destruction of crops and livelihoods. But Scylla Allen sees an upside.
Our locust projects is getting people thinking about locusts in a different way.
Allen is a manager with The Bug Picture, a company headquartered in Rwanda that has been turning insects into animal feed. Their main business is raising flies, but since January, they've been working on a pilot project that pays farmers in Kenya to collect locusts in their fields.
We issue bags and we issue big plastic sheets.
A locust swarm will roost on crops or trees overnight and become immobilized by the cold.
And you can literally shake the tree and they will fall from the tree onto a black sheet, and then you just pour from the sheet into the sack.
In a video, a group of farmers shake a tree and hundreds of locusts drop into a tarp. Some people pick the locusts by hand. Allen says in their pilot, families were able to harvest hundreds of pounds of locusts in one night.
So we then walk away with the locust, they walk away with the money.
The bugs are then ground up into protein-rich food for livestock. In 6 weeks, the company collected more than 4 tons of locusts, and they're still hunting for more, with plans to scale up for the next outbreak. Tenga Mbi Kersantus is a researcher at the International Center of Insect Physiology and Ecology in Nairobi. He's been researching how to get locusts into the food system for the past few years.
Locusts are extremely rich in protein, comparable to that of most meat protein products.
Tenga says if collection can become more efficient, it could capture locusts before they start reproducing.
This option can be a very good way of even controlling locusts.
Tenga says if people are trained to efficiently capture locusts during outbreaks, there would be less need for pesticides. He says for the operation to scale up, farmers need better tools.
Powerful and cost-effective tools like vacuum pumps.
Locust vacuums. If the government were to support this idea, Tenga says in outbreak years, locusts could become a substantial food source for the country's livestock, replacing expensive imported soy and fish protein.
The potential for harvesting locusts to improve food systems, it's massive. So this is a huge resource.
Locusts by nature are hard to predict. They don't swarm every year. But Bug Picture founder Laura Stanford says she wants the project to grow and spread to other countries.
We can view these locusts as a seasonal crop that comes through every few years. I mean, it might not be as large a disaster next year.
But when it does come, they'll be ready for it. For The World, I'm Anna Kusmer.
From PRX.